Om Shanti. Today we will talk about the power of desires, and I have just churned some points from yesterday. So, what is desires? What do you think about desire? What do you mean to you? For me, it's something I really want to do. And it's like you feel something missing, something not comfortable if you cannot have it. And you will try to do different ways, whatever happens, whatever situation is, whatever difficulties, to reach that desires. And in Muli, sometime Baba said that Ravan will fulfill your impure desires, and the father will fulfill your pure desires. So we have impure desires and pure desires, but today we will focus on the power of desires, which mean the pure desires, elevated desires. And how do you know our desires are pure? How do you know? How to know? How to know your desires are pure? Any answers? Because we have many desires, of course, but how do you know it is pure desires, it is elevated desires? Yeah, the very easy way is that to check with Srimad. Yeah, because and also very important thing is that you have to check very honestly. I myself, when I start coming to Gyan, and I think that some of you have that's the same desires, like we want our family members, we want our friends also become like us, and we are very intoxicated to teach them, to share with them Gyan, no matter how they like it or not. And at some point, I just realized that it is the selfishness from myself, it's not the pure desires. And it's just because we want them to be like us. It's just like we want our spiritual path will become easy, not because of themselves. And we just think that if they also follow purity, especially for family members, we become very easy. But then I just remember one sentence where I said, every soul has their own path. And it is really like we have to accept how they are, as they are, and to be a true instrument when you stay with them, not expect that they must be like us. So when we have the impure desires, we will meet a lot of obstacles, and then they will show us that it's not the pure desires. But when we have pure desires, we can get a very strong and pure energy from God, and it makes the everything will become very easy. So another thing about pure desires, especially in service, I observed and I realized for recent years, some BK has the desires to do service, but is this because they want to become someone in the service, like they want to become a good speaker, they want to have some position in the center, and even some bhikkhu want to surrender in the center. And actually, I already have some case. They want to become the instrument in the center, but the reality is that they want to do, like, they don't want to take care for themselves. They don't want to be responsible for themselves. They think that if they come to the center, they live in the center, and they will have a life and enjoying, and Baba will take care of them, everything. So it's not really, it's not pure. And and when I see what's happening, I see that drama, then drama will tell them it is not pure desire. So to me, it's very important to check your desire is pure or not, because otherwise we will meet a lot of difficulties, like a different and opposing energy, and then it will make your spiritual path will become very, very difficult, and it is opposing your own truth. So if you don't have a pure desire and you have impure desires, it will prevent you from your own true path, and you will become very, very heavy, because it's like it's not you, it's the opposite of you. So it will cause another force to let you down. So my next thing is that how the power of desire work. How does it work for you? In the sense that I'm thinking the process when we have the pure desires and how it works inside you. And I just reflect some of my experience. And I think that when we have a pure desire, we have very strong energy inside, like something calling you to do very much elevated things, and then that energy attracts God energy. And when we have God energy, it will become very, very easy, and the magic happens in that. Last year, before I came home from Madhuban, I sat in Baba rooms, and I told Baba that I have a very strong desire that I can offer both in my house. And then immediately when I came home, drama changes, and very quickly I moved to a new flat, and many things happened to support my desires. And also my center, we have two centers, and then last year there's only one main center, and the other center it's just for classroom and service, and then the kitchen is not used. So I was given a covering cloth so that I can prepare for offer work in my home. So I feel like Baba is supporting very much and very quickly if you have pure desires. And it is very good thing to think, not only in the long term, but in practical way. Like every day, what kind of desires do you want? Try to find very specific things and practical things. For example, you want tomorrow you have a strong desire that you will have very powerful Amritvela, or today you will have desires to become embodiment of what Baba said in the Muli. Anything specific will work very well and effective, and will make you progress very fast. And another thing is that when we have elevated desires, it will help you very much in difficulties. When you have to face some obstacles, and just think like, what do you really want? What is your strong desires at that situation? And it will help you to make decisions very easily. And sometimes I feel like in a very stormy situation, but if I really clear about my desires, I feel that it's done. I don't have to think too much. I don't have to deal with it in a intellectual way. I feel like when I can resolve it from my side, and then to look it from my heart, to know the desire is this and that, not this and that, I feel like I'm very, very light. And Baba is touching somewhere, and then it's done. So this is how the power of desire works. And you know, when you have a pure desire, you will become very intoxicated. Yeah. Especially when you do service, you want to benefit others. You want to create fortune, not for yourself, but for others. You will have a very high level of intoxication. And the service you done will become very successful and easy. You know, I remember one brother in my center. He shared that whenever he have a thought to leave the center, to leave Kian, and he go outside, and he realize that he has a very strong desire to benefit others. He cannot stand without doing something for others. So his strong desires pull him back to Baba. And I realized that the desires, I think all of we here has is the desire to become instrument of Baba, to become Baba's helper, and to benefit the world. We all have that desires. So it's just like we keep that desire very strongly inside, and just remind it many times. And when the situation comes, it is like it will immediately pull you up, and then you will have a different way of thinking. So it's like it will save you many times. It will save you, yesterday I just think about how much Baba fulfills our desires, and how much do we fulfill Baba desires. God fulfills our desire, and now we have to fulfill His desires. So what do you think? Do you think God fulfills all of your desires? Yes? right? Yeah, he does, right? And also, how do you fulfill his desires? Sometimes I feel like I'm so embarrassed because he gives me so much, and then I just do very little things what he wants me to do. You know, like every time, like we have different phase in Brahmin life, but at the beginning time, Baba fulfills every desire. Even I feel like it's just a very physical things, like I want to have toli, I want to have ice cream, I want to go this place, and then Baba will immediately fulfill our demands. But then, when the times go on, we have a more subtle desire with Baba, the roasting, like we want to have some catching power, we have some strong experience with Baba in yoga, or sometimes we have to we want his presence immediately with you. So it is like it changes. I mean, our desires with Baba, our experience with Baba changes time by time. And one sister also, this time she shared with me that this time she doesn't receive any things from Baba externally, like totally blessing, something like that. But but she got very much experience from internally. So Baba fulfills her desires internally, because the soul needs it time by time. But the very good thing I will keep in mind from yesterday is how much I fulfill Baba's desires. And what do you think about what God's desires for you? What do you think? Yeah, of course it's very big, but I mean like maybe specific things at this moment. Because we also have a different practice, we also have different goals, but try to make it very specific at this time. Yeah. For example, if you are doing some typical service, and then what do you think Baba wants from you? At that situation, at that service, yeah. Of course, Baba always say that Baba wants you to become like him. Baba has the desires that we will become angel, we become perfect. Yeah, a lot of big desires from God for us. So. I don't think too big, but I just come back from some planning in my journey. For example, last year, what I want to do with Baba, and this year I check it, and then this year I do the next plan, like I will do a further step to fulfill that. So I feel very content from inside. And for me, the very important thing is that to be content with yourself, and to be content with Baba, and to feel Baba is content with myself. That is the very important thing, especially when we sit in yoga and we feel like, okay, today I have done this and this, and really feel like Baba is content that we are doing the right thing he wants us to do. Yeah. And the soul become flying, and have a very better motivation to move forward. And even we had to face something difficulties, but our victory is that to conquer God's heart and to make Him happy. Yeah. So today is my last day, and I keep the questions. I keep the questions in my mind, like how much I can fulfill. I feel like Baba is fulfilled all my desires this time, but now it's just like coming back to myself how I can fulfill His desires. Yeah, it's really like each day Baba has some magic for me, and He fulfilled, and I feel like more than I expected. Like sometimes I don't think that it's my desire, but I think that God knows better than me. And then He gives me as like He knows me very well, and then He knows exactly what class I should attend, and who I should be with, and then He gives the direction in a very incognito way. So I just be with myself and with God and try to figure out what it means to me, and why it happened to me, and what is the lesson I will catch from God when I stay here. But the list of what I had to do to fulfill His desires is also very large, and I think that I need to have the very good, very strong determination to do it, because when we come home, we become very easily slack, and we become influenced by the atmosphere. But I will keep in mind how much God fulfills my desires, so that I can have the strong determination to fulfill His desires. Yeah. Thank you. Om Shanti.
When did you come in again?
About 6 years ago.
And why?
Yeah. You know, like, about the reason why is I feel like I think I have many desires, but I think the very strong desire is to benefit the world.
Before coming in,
yeah. Yeah. I travel a lot. I want to make everyone happy. I want to make everyone remove sorrow and liberated. Because I travel a lot, and I really feel like something missing if I cannot do something for them.
This was before coming in
here. Yeah. So I came here and I feel like, oh, this is the way. You know, like immediately I feel like I belong here.
Routine.
You mean the daily routine?
Yeah,
I'm trying to do the routine as Baba said, very simple and practical, like Amrit Vela, Muli, and then after Muli, I spend some time after Muli to churn and to let it go inside.
To go to the center?
Yeah, I do it in the center. Normally we finish Muli at 7:30, and I stay back at 8 or even 8:30, and then I go to work. And in my office, I do traffic control and churning yarn. And I feel like Baba is my boss. In the sense that I stay there, and then I just keep my aim that I need to read Muli three times. Yeah, once in the morning, one in the afternoon and one in the evening.
How many hours job you have?
I have full-time job.
How many hours?
It is 8 hours. But actually, I feel like I don't have to work 8 hours. I spend very much time in my office to do the spiritual job with Baba. And sometimes I do service, and then Baba leads me to leave early, to leave the office very early, and the body is gone, and then I just quickly run to the center. Yeah, so Baba is my boss. And evening meditation. For me, evening meditation is very important. It's like as important as Amrit-vela. And cooking, and do some cooking in the evening to prepare and also for the next day. And on weekends, I spend one day to do karma yoga, Saturday to do karma yoga, and Sunday for service my local family. And also yoga party on Wednesday and Saturday night, 1.5 hour. No, yoga party with in the center, 1.5 hours, twice a week, Wednesday and Saturday. Yeah, yeah, yoga party. I keep it regularly. It's like that.
So you are intense.
I realize a long journey. Yeah, but you know, like if we keep the discipline, when the situation comes, you will feel that the power we accumulate will help you. Otherwise, you cannot do anything. Yeah. Thank you. Om Shanti.